A deep dive into Amex five card strategies and more on today's Milenomics Squared podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Milenomics Square podcast, no annual fee edition.
Let's get right into our main topic.
It's a little bit of a meeting of the minds. What would we call this, Robert? It's an Amex showdown.
Yeah, it's to me like a practical deep dive. You know, I was looking back at our show notes from a few weeks ago, and we discussed Amex five card strategies, but I still feel like we were a little light on the specific recommendations.
Sure.
Like, you know, we talked about all the constraints, the rules, and all this kind of stuff. But you know, as I was looking for myself and for my wife, the solutions I came to for both of those were very different, and it was based on cards that we'd had in the past, as well as my preferences for which cards I carry versus what she carries. So I did this analysis for me and for her. Did you do it for both of you, or did you kind of get that same trend as well, or do you kind of treat the cards that you'd like to have versus the cards that you'd like to have for her differently?
Well, I treated it as considering her and I as one playground to play on this. I didn't do near... Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same way I approach everything with my wife, is I didn't do nearly as much analysis on her side, but she definitely plays into this. Now, she's not even close to five cards with Amex.
Mm.
I didn't really go through it with her because I figured, well, she could just apply for anything. And part of my interest in this is discussing what we have to close and why we have to close it, but also why we have certain cards that we have. Like, I wrote out my five cards that I currently mm-hmm. have, and I went, oh, yeah, I remember why I have that card.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's interesting. So maybe we could introduce the current five cards that we have, maybe as an intro. All right, well, I'll go first. So the five cards, these are credit cards, because credit cards are what we're really talking about here that count against that five card limit. So the number one card I have here is my most recent acquisition, the Hilton Aspire card. If you've been living under a rock, haven't heard a single podcast, and don't know anything about this card, 2 weeks ago, we discussed this as possibly the best premium card out there in a close competition with the CNB Crystal Infinite. So I won't get like too much into why I have this card. It's a phenomenal card, and it's definitely worth a slot, at least in year one and probably year two. And then next up on that, I have my old Blue Cash, which is not going anywhere either. I mean, that's just a self-explanatory, that card's never going to be out of my wallet until they pry it from my cold, dead hands, right? I mean, and then I have a little bit more obscure here. I have a Blue Cash Preferred.
Mm.
And you guys are probably thinking, like, why do you have a Blue Cash Preferred? Well, I had an old Blue Cash. Oh, it's one of my great regrets in life, because I converted an old Blue Cash to the Blue Cash every day a long, long time ago. So they'd been hounding me about that Blue Cash every day and saying, hey, don't you want to upgrade it? We'll give you an upgrade offer. And the upgrade offer kept getting sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And so finally, the upgrade offer was $250 to upgrade to the Blue Cash Preferred. Plus, I then, you know, would have an extra 3% on grocery spend. And I wasn't doing anything on the Blue Cash every day at 3%. It just wasn't worth my time at 3%. So that was all of last year. I got 6,000 in 6%. All of this year, I'll get 6,000 in 6%. So that's another $450 after fees and my time and everything there. So that upgrade was, you know, a net $600 or more to me.
Nice.
Yeah. So I couldn't pass it up, and they're charging me a prorated annual fee. So that some of that will get eaten up by the annual fee, but took a card that I probably would have canceled as part of this five-card strategy, and now I've really got to hold it because I don't want to rock the boat on that one-year policy that American Express has been targeting people who don't hold a card for a year, especially after taking a lucrative offer from them. I really want to hold that card through a year, and I could triple dip. I could even hold it through next year, early next year, and spend another $6,000 and triple dip on it before I cancel it.
Yeah, I'm seeing that that guidance of avoiding cancellation within the first year a lot of places. And I'm seeing it come back with, you know, friends who don't play the game very aggressively, but they'll get mad at American Express or some other bank, and they'll like, cancel my card. It's really the only leverage that you have with the bank at some point, you feel like, right? And they're like, okay, yeah, we've canceled the card, thank you. And then they go back to apply, you know, a year or two later when they, you know, see a new lucrative offer from the bank, and their you know, blood pressure has come down out of the ceiling, and their Amex is like, yeah, no, we're not going to approve you for the welcome bonus. And they do it in weird ways too. Maybe like they don't tell you right away, and then you're like, the bonus doesn't post, and you call them like, yeah, we've seen that you open and close cards within the first year. And like, I hardly bank with you at all. What are you talking about? I'm like, oh yeah, remember that Business Platinum back in, you know, like, oh. So that is definitely a no-no. And I think it extends even to retention offers. So I'm a lot more considerate about that now. We're going to talk about so many cards today, and we still seem to be in Amex's good graces. I don't think it's because of our charm or anything. It's because we haven't canceled cards, and we pay a ton in annual fees. We reduce them a lot by using the benefits the cards come with. But I think that is definitely a no-no. Don't cancel a card in the first year. Don't cancel a card after receiving a retention bonus. And if you're going to cancel it after the first year, let the fee post and then cancel it within 30 days. I know it's a little bit nerve-wracking. Maybe you want to exit it at month 11. But I think Amex even considers that an early exit on a card. So let that fee post and pay it down.
I think that's great advice. Yeah, I got to get into the weeds here. I have an American Express Everyday card.
Ooh,
I'm excited to talk about this card, actually. It's really? A weird card because it's actually, okay, it's no annual fee. Mm-hmm. And so the reason that I like it is that it kind of hangs out in my American Express profile. And as cards come and go, like my gold or platinum cards, I never have to worry about my membership rewards points.
Good point.
I call this the warehousing card. You know, you hold on to this card and you never get that conversation with a rep saying, well, you know, if you cancel your platinum card, your points are going to be forfeit. So what do you want to do? And so I hold this card. My wife holds this card as well because it's a warehouse. It's a store of membership reward points because you have a specific membership reward profile, and any card, business or regular, that links into that feeds into that profile. But when you close out your last card and don't have any membership reward earning cards, you're stuck. And this American Express Everyday card will get you out of that issue because it will always be open with no annual fee. So it's a weird card for me because go ahead.
I was going to say that's a great point. And I like the way Amex commingles points. You know, it doesn't put the onus on you to move them around or think about it. You just have one account and everything goes into that one account. And as long as you maintain one of the cards, you don't lose them. So that's a positive attribute. And I like the way you're playing that. I think I always have so many other charge cards, as we'll see, that I always seem to have something. But if you're only moderately into the membership rewards program, yeah, very important and nice to have one card that has some usefulness on spend as a warehousing card, as you said.
Yeah, and that's one I think that went back to like when we were maybe trying to buy a house or something, where applying for cards became a you know, the game of applying for cards started to stop. And I said, wow, I'm going to have an issue where I'm either confronted with some large annual fees on cards that I'm really not interested in keeping, or I can go with this card. And I think we'll discuss it more because it's only become more lucrative, I will say, as part of this universal referral program, which I know we're going to get way more into. But that represents the fourth card that I can't cancel. Mm-hmm. So I've got four cards: the Aspire, the Blue Cash Preferred, which I could cancel later this year, the Old Blue, which I'll never cancel, and the American Express Everyday card, which I could cancel while I'm holding another membership reward earning card. But realistically, I don't really want to. So I really only have one slot. And in that slot right now is a Starwood business card, which when we get into what cards we're going to cancel to open up, there's not a lot of surprise coming from me. But that was a card that was, goes back before the merger. And it was a good earner. And we wrote a huge post about what to do now that the earning on that card is not, you know, I think we called it where to put unbonused spend after the Starwood cards, you know, no longer are as lucrative. So, yeah, so that's my fifth card. And so that brings up a good point that these five cards don't have to be personal cards. They just need to be credit cards. And so they can be personal and business cards. And so that might be a surprise to some people listening, saying, well, I only have three personal cards, but I have two business credit cards. Well, you're still at your five card limit. So those are my five cards. I've set the deck there. And Robert, you want to go over your five?
Yeah, very similar.
Or however many you have. I don't know if you have five.
I do have five, yeah. I have some overlap with what you have. The old blue cash is definitely the foundation of things. I had that card forever. And I'm not going to cancel it anytime soon. Putting this list together really helped me see what cards are keepers and what cards I'm just going through for the sign-up bonus. So a card behind there that is actually one that's going to go soon, I think, is the Delta Personal Platinum card. And this, I used to manufacture Delta status through having both the Delta Personal Platinum and the Delta Business Platinum. I got rid of the Business Platinum, and I've stopped pursuing Delta status through this angle. And the companion certificate that comes with this thing is a nuisance. It's time for this card to go, and it will be the first card to go here. So that's my second card, OBC, and then Delta Personal Platinum. Next card is, my next three cards are cards that I'm going through in the first year of the sign-up bonus. The first one is the Hilton Business Card. It comes with 125,000 point sign-up bonus. Doesn't reward spend very heavily. I think you can get a free night certificate after a certain amount of spend, but it doesn't get 6x at grocery stores, so it's kind of awkward one to meet those spending thresholds. The next card is what I have to think is one of the most thoughtlessly designed Amex cards ever. And
what could it be? There's so many options. Thoughtlessly designed American Express? Never.
The SPG Luxury Card. Yeah, I got that one. There was a weird window of time. This is the one where you can't get it if you have the Chase Ritz-Carlton card. One of these weird things where Amex and Chase are comparing notes. I mean, what else are they comparing notes on? I hope not much about my spend patterns, but it had a window where you could get it while still having the Chase card for 125,000 point sign-up bonus right when it came out for like a week or something like that. And I jumped on that. It comes with a $450 annual fee. It has a $300 statement credit for spend at Marriott properties. It's just it was basically a way to buy 125,000 Marriott reward points for a effective $150 annual fee. Not a lot to say about that. I'm going to get rid of it when it's done because so many of the Marriott and SPG cards are not rewarding for spend. They're good if you stay at their hotels a lot, but they're very weekend, or they're not weekend, free night certificate, quote, free night certificate, right? These, like the category, you know, 35,000 point category, 50,000 point category.
One through four, yeah.
Oh, I hate them. I just hate the whole notion of that, the ticking time bomb of these expiring and those expiring, and can I stay at this hotel, and it's peak season and all this stuff. It's just, I don't want to play that game at all. So it's a one and done for me. I have a nice stash of Marriott points from it, but I'm not going to keep the card anymore. My last card is the Hilton Aspire. For as much as we've been talking about it, I got that in September of 2018. So that rounds out my list. Old Blue Cash, Delta Personal Platinum, Hilton Business, SPG Luxury, Hilton Aspire. I do want to mention some of the current charge cards I have and other cards that I have had, because the cards that I'm going to talk about that I'm considering are impacted by the cards I've had, right? Amex Lifetime Language, you can't get the card unless you have some, you know, targeted offer that skirts that lifetime language. So I need to say what I've had, because the cards that you might get are totally different if you haven't had them. So real quick, I've had all the SPG cards.
Oh.
I've had all of the Delta Gold and Platinum cards.
Sorry. I'm expecting a lot of, I've had all of the, right here.
Surprisingly, I have not had all of the Hilton cards. I have not had the Hilton no annual fee card, so that's one I'm considering. Just in terms of charge cards, I currently have the Schwab Platinum, the Business Platinum, the Personal Gold, and the Business Gold. And that's what I have. So when I'm thinking about getting a new sign-up bonus, if somebody's just starting out, I'm going to be talking to them about the Business Platinum or the foundation of cards, which I would consider to be like the Personal Gold and the Business Platinum and things like that. Getting those are really healthy sign-up bonuses. But that was a long time ago for me. I still have them for one reason or another. But that's my foundation of things that I can't go for because I have them or had them. What cards do you have and had, maybe charge cards or other cards historically, that are going to prohibit you from maybe getting what is a pretty good, obvious sign-up bonus?
Sure, yeah. So I've had I currently hold a vanilla platinum and a gold, a personal gold. My wife holds a business gold and has had a vanilla platinum. I've had a Schwab platinum. She's had a Mercedes-Benz platinum.
I did too.
I've had a business platinum. I like to leave them like a boneyard. I don't remove these cards. I like when I log in and there's that red circle and says this account has been closed. because it also lets me always look back and say, ah, yeah, I had that card. So when I log in, I see all my old cards.
Oh, if I did that, my goodness, it would be 30 or 40
at this point. You would crash their server. Yeah.
It would be a stress test. But no, one way or another, you definitely, you know, going through this exercise, my trusty spreadsheet came in very handy in terms of remembering what I've gotten at this point.
Yeah, yeah. So then let's get to it. Let's set the table here on how we're going to go over this.
Yeah, let's alternate here, and I'll go with my first one that jumped out at me. And this is a card that
number
people
three.
Have. Number three. I'm not quite ready to jump to the reveal yet, because my top three are going to be different for me and for my wife. So I'm going to talk about the cards I'm considering, credit and charge, and some that I'm keeping an eye out for. There's some, you know, you can see some things that are coming this year. And seeing when my old cards are going to come up for their annual fee, I'm going to get them out of the way. I can see where I'm going to be slotting these new cards in. So this exercise is really helpful, because I've been thinking about it for a long time, but forcing myself to go through this and think about it has been really, really, I think it puts me at ease about what I'm going to do with Amex this year. So if it's okay with you, let's talk about the cards we're considering, charge cards we're considering, and then sum it up with our final three answers that we're going to apply for our situation.
Sure.
Okay. First card that jumped out at me when I was perusing the list. And so when I say the list, I am looking at the cards that are eligible for referral. There's some cards out there that are not eligible for referral. I think of like the Schwab card or the Morgan Stanley Amex Platinum or something like that. I was just going through the list of cards you can refer for. I log into my account. I see all the cards I have there. It's about, I don't know, let's say 30, something like that, between business and personal. And I probably had 60% of them. And so of the remaining, there's not really a lot. And I think I'm getting to the point where it's just a matter of prioritization. I'm going to probably get nearly all of them at some point. I mean, I might not go for the Lowe's card or something crazy like that, but unless you found some loophole there that Lowe's is a great place for.
No.
I missed a huge opportunity there. Lowe's sells gift cards.
Churning the Lowe's credit card. Yeah.
Lowe's can be exchanged for membership rewards through points.com, and it turns out to be a 7.5x everywhere. I might want to look into that. all right, so the first one is the Simply Cash Plus business card. So it's a credit card. It comes with effectively a $500 sign-up bonus. It is structured as $250 after $5,000 in 6 months, and $250 after an additional $5,000 in the first year. So they really give you a lot of time on this one to meet the minimum spend, not the typical 3 month or even 6 months. So you can really stretch it out. So $500 after effectively $10,000 spend, but it gets 5% cash back at office supply stores. There's no annual fee on the card and 0% interest for 9 months. And I don't know why I ignored this card until now, other than, of course, the famous Chase Inc. cards get 5x at stores. But that's the first one that popped up on my list.
Yeah, it's a great card. And it's interesting to me that they match that $50,000 a year in spend at 5% at office supply stores. It's almost like they're trying to keep up on that one. It's very, very similar to that Inc. Plus that no longer exists. But
I wish it was membership reward earning card, and that's my only the only downside of that. That's why I would have it already. If it's cash, and so it's not worth quite as much, but still, I think a good card.
Yeah, and for somebody like me who just cashes out Ultimate Rewards from time to time, it's effectively the exact same thing. So, very good card. That's a business card. So, another business card that I am looking at, and we've talked about plenty on the show here, is the Blue Business Plus card. And
we
always talk about wanting it, but we never talk about having it. And it's for many different reasons. It's because there are so many other cards out there. Would you rather have 5% back on $50,000 in spend in office supply stores? Or would you rather have the Blue Business Plus, which gives you two membership reward points everywhere for $50,000 in spend throughout the year? So are you even utilizing your whole $50,000 or $25,000 from Chase? If you're not, then effectively the 5% on the Simply Cash is not even going to exist for you, because you're not filling up the bucket of ultimate reward points that you could fill up first. So for me, I'm looking at the Blue Business Plus because of the 0% interest for 15 months, 0% interest for 15 months. And I'm really looking for it as a way to leverage that into some larger bank bonuses. I've been talking about this on some posts, which I'm sure we'll include, and we've talked about it on the paid Patreon show, in using this card and the 0% interest to trigger a $750 bank bonus. So for me, it's not the signup bonus. The signup bonus is actually not great on this card. You know, the card that you just mentioned, Robert, had a $500 signup bonus. This has a 10,000 membership reward signup bonuses, which is not great. But if I can get a $20,000 line of credit, not only do I have the ability to fund larger bank bonuses, but I could drop that $20,000 into something that's earning 2 or 2.5% and pull $400 or $500 out of it. So I can get that $500 that you're talking about from the Simply Cash and more with this Blue Business Plus by putting that working capital to use. So that's why I like that card.
Good point. I like it too. It was my number two pick. I picked it more for another reason, and that's just to have a nice solid, I consider it to be, a 2X floor, but, you know, with the Business Platinum, with 35% air travel rebate, that's, I would say 3X everywhere situation, towards flights. So 2X becomes 3%, and I like it. And, you know, I like staying in the membership rewards program because, you know, we talk about cashing them out for air travel, like I just mentioned, but you can also have some tremendous upside if you do take those international flights and find a really good redemption. And I'm thinking more that way because I am looking at booking some international flights and I'm seeing it's what lures some people into this game, right? The ability to have these, incredible suites and at least business class for flying across the world. And if you get away from that, you don't want that to drive all of your direction, but man, there is a lot of upside in that if you do find it attractive to fly around the world in a bed, right? So I do like staying in the membership rewards or the ultimate rewards over cash back quite a bit. So that was the number two card on my list.
Okay.
The number three card on my list is a real simple one. It's the no annual fee Hilton card, 100,000 point signup bonus, dead simple.
Complete the set. Yeah,
complete the set. And it's, $500 towards a Hilton and, pools together with all my other Hilton stays that I might be enjoying. But I like the idea that if I get this no annual fee card, I bet at some point they give me an offer for an ability to upgrade to the Ascend or the Aspire, which I probably wouldn't cancel the Aspire. So I do have a feeling of some of these low-level cards, if you have them, maybe you wouldn't get them without the referral, without the incentive of the spousal referral. But I feel like if I had a Hilton annual fee card, they'd probably give me a backdoor way to get an upgrade bonus for the Ascend card. I don't know, just a hunch.
Yeah, with like no lifetime language too, right? I mean, I've seen that with the gold to platinum and gold business to platinum business. Yeah, that they do that.
Yeah. What's your next card?
Okay, so I'm actually going to throw off here. I'm going to go with what not my next card is. I'm sure everyone listening is thinking I'm going to talk about a gold card, because a gold personal card, which I have, my wife doesn't have, but it's not even in contention for me. So I guess this would flank us into the talk of charge cards that we're interested in. But this is actually a charge card I'm not interested in yet. Mm. And the reason that I'm not interested in it yet, it really goes right back to that point I talked about on the Simply Cash card. I'm not yet through my $25,000 in grocery spend this year. So to bring on another $25,000 in grocery spend, which I think is the killer app on this card, there's no net effect to me right now. So until I have use for that, I'm really just shuffling deck chairs. I'm using my wife's gold 4X $25,000 instead of mine. And it's not a net gain to me until I have finished my $25,000 for the year. So I'm not considering it right now for her.
I think you really need to consider the $10 a month Grubhub charge. You'll be missing out on that. I mean, every day that goes by, you don't have that.
$10 Grubhub.
Beast of burden.
I got to change everything. Yeah, I got to change everything here. That's a piece of cheesecake every month.
One whole slice of cheesecake. Well, I guess I could get into some charge cards I'm considering as well. My first up on this list of charge cards is the Morgan Stanley Platinum. Our friend Jordan over at Winbeg Miles has pioneered the procurement of this card. And it's always on my radar. And right now, my Schwab Platinum is coming to the end of its useful life. And I'm debating whether to keep that for another year or close that and get the Morgan Stanley Platinum for 60,000 membership reward sign-up bonus. It does come up with a $550 annual fee, but $200 per calendar year air incidentals, as the Platinum cards nicely have. So thinking about that one maybe at some point, but probably we'll wait to the end of the year.
All right, I've got another charge card here that I think we can discuss, and it's the Plum business card. Any interest in that on your part, Robert?
It's on my list. We'll have to wait and see whether it made the cut.
All right, it's on my list as well. It has this kind of quirky $200 back for every $10,000 you spend on it, up to, I think, $30,000, so $600 plus whatever you earn on the spend. So it's a quirky one. It has this weird 1.5% rebate when you actually pay your bill. And
really quickly, right?
Like, yeah, 10 days, I think.
It's crazy.
It's going to put me to the test. So it's a card that you don't really hear a lot about. So I'm glad that both of us have it on our list here.
Well, I had a couple of the cards I'm keeping an eye out for on the radar screen kind of further out. And I'm looking to see what happens with redesigned green cards. I've heard that they're going to take a fresh look at those. You know, they've gone through the platinum card and the gold card. And with mixed results, some are better than others. But I'm looking forward to seeing maybe even like a 25,000 point sign up on the green card and like some unique category that's broadly useful. I don't know, online shopping or something like that for 3X. I don't know. I'm just throwing something out
there.
Brutal. But if they had a 25,000 point sign up bonus and you get 20,000 for referring, I would go for one of those green cards. And it's a similar consideration as the no annual fee Hilton card. I think I could get an upgrade offer in the future to maybe a gold or a platinum card with that when those cards expire out of my portfolio. So I'm keeping an eye out for those.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
What about this? I don't even want to say the word, these Bonvoy cards, the whole Marriott rebranding. It's Frequent Miler is doing God's work, capturing all the complexities of these, but they have taken it to a new level with that whole program. And for me, there's like nothing in that whole portfolio that I can make use of. I'm blocked every which way, but one, and that is the Bonvoy Brilliant, which is formerly the SPG Luxury card. My wife has not had that one, and it's set to come up with a 100,000 point sign-up bonus. They're forecasting the date of this down with like to the day precision. She would be eligible for that. And I might get that for her for the same reason that I got it for myself. And it's just the sign-up bonus and you move on with your life. So that's one I'm keeping an eye on. Two developments, the green cards and the Bonvoy Brilliant I think next month or something like that.
Not on my radar at all, but...
Wait, you don't like Marriott points?
New. New. Bon voyage. That's what I would say. So,
wait, so are you eligible for any of those cards? I mean, on the Chase side, you have the 524 restriction.
But on the American Express side, I would be. But there's zero interest on my part. I like the Hilton Aspire card, actually not as a Hilton card at all. I mean, it's like we talked about, it's a great card. Even if you never go to a Hilton, it's a great card. So, I don't see that same synergy. I don't see that same benefit from these Bonvoy cards. They're very much trying to incent me into going to a Marriott.
Yeah, you know, with the old SPG air travel angle, that was such a nice thing. And they still have that technically. So you could, I guess, look at a Bonvoy 100,000 as being worth
66.
What, 1.4?
look at us trying to do it. It's too complicated.
You could turn in some airline miles. It is. You could squeeze some airline miles out of it, but the problem is, how do you gin up so many Marriott points without staying at their hotels in an efficient way to make that a compelling program? It really isn't. So all these loopholes that you used to have of people, you know, transferring to Asiana and all these weird airlines through that channel are now severely limited through spend. And so it's just kind of at the end of its useful life. I can find decent Marriott redemptions worth around a penny a point, and I'm happy to stay at their hotels from time to time.
There you go.
That's my only consideration for it. But they're not good for spend anymore, so it's just a one and done, and I might get that Bonvoy card for my wife.
All right, so let's get into what we're actually going to go for here. I guess I'll start it off here, and I'm going to be as specific as I can here.
We're gonna reveal now from number three down to number one. The one would be the best card to get. Maybe not necessarily the order that we're going to go in for. We're looking at like quality here.
Okay. Well, I think then we could talk about that. I mean, I can talk about the reason that mine are in my order and the reason that yours are in your order.
There you go.
There we go. So, yeah. All right. So, first up here, I'm going to go with that Blue Business Plus, actually, and I'm going to refer myself from my wife's gold business card for 20,000 membership reward points. And then, so my wife will get 20,000 membership reward points. I will get 10,000 membership reward points for the Blue Business Plus card, and I'll have to close my Starwood business. Oh, I'm going to miss you so. No, I'm not, actually.
That is just a solid play. Finally, one of us will have that card. And that's to me like just a Honda Accord for a family sedan. Nobody ever got fired for, you know, just picking something safe and as sound as this. A Blue Business Plus. I think that's a great foundation there. Finally, we'll get it.
Okay. One of us finally will have it. And then my goal is to acquire as large of a credit line on this card as I can, because I really want to cash it out. And the play here for me is to burn through as much of my 2x as possible, running that credit line up and cashing it out, and then dumping it into high yield or bank bonus type situations for the next 15 months at 0%. So the benefit is none of that will report on my personal credit reports. So I can be at 99% utilization and it won't have a negative impact on me. And I'm putting the NPV on this, you know, the 10,000 membership reward points, that's like $125 or something like that. But I'm putting the NPV on this card over $1,500. I think I can pull $1,500 out of this in 15 months. So no annual fee. I mean, it's...
What are you going to do to get a really high credit limit?
I'm going to beg, borrow, and I guess not steal, but I'm going to beg American Express for a higher credit limit, I guess, or as high a credit limit as I can get. And then if need be, I'm going to try and borrow from some of my other lines. So, you know, we'll see what I can get on that. I'd like to get $20,000. But if I just do a like for like on my Starwood business, I would only get 15. So we'll see. I mean, I really want as much as possible, because at 0%, I'm playing that game on the amount I can spend on the card, or the amount that I can put on the card at 0%. It's not about any of the benefits of you know, churning on the card, or it's not about any of the monthly benefits. It's about that 15 months as a whole. So that one's interesting to me, and it's. My first one that I really want to go for. I would pull in 30,000 membership reward points total, and whatever I would earn, maybe 40,000 membership rewards on 20,000 in spend, we could call that, and another $1,500 or so. I think it's a real lucrative one.
I like it. I think the thought process and strategy you go through, and then the effective results in getting as big of a credit line on that card as possible, would be really interesting. So I wish you luck, and I admire the overall strategy there, not just the 2X. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, Robert, go.
All right. Well, my number three card is pretty humdrum compared to that, and it's just the personal green card. If I refer for that, I'll get 20,000 for the membership rewards for the referral, 15,000 for picking it up, but I'm not going to do it until they redesign it. So I'm hopeful that in the first quarter here, maybe sometime around was March or something like that, I think it's got to jump up to 25,000 and come up with a significant redesign. So it's my third favorite out of the three, and I'm going to hold until the redesign. And if it doesn't get redesigned, maybe at some point I just go for it. If it gets to the middle of the year and it hasn't been redesigned, I'd probably just go for it. But again, it's kind of a positioning for a future upgrade potential, and just the, you know, I like membership rewards, and easy membership rewards are great. So I like
it. All right. Well, I'm gonna call an audible here. And since you just mentioned referring from your gold, I'm actually going to stop you from referring from your gold for that green card. And I'm going to have my wife refer you for that green card, because I want to trade you referrals. I want to do a strangers on a train here, Robert. I want to actually, for my card number two, I want you to refer my wife, Business Platinum, actually.
A Business Platinum.
So you would get 20,000 membership rewards. She would get 20,000 membership rewards for referring you for that green card. So it's a wash. And the reason is I don't have a gold business card myself. And I want my wife to get this Business Platinum, because she's not had it, actually. I had thought her gold would maybe see an upgrade to a Business Platinum. She's nearing the end of her first year, and it just hasn't materialized. So if you can refer her for that Business Platinum, then she could maybe get the 20,000 for your referral, and we can do a swap, instead of the 15,000 that I would get referring her from my personal platinum, which is my best card. So I pull a little extra 5,000 out of there, membership reward points, and then she would net 75,000 on that business platinum.
I can see already that I'm going to be running out of, not referral cap, because every one of these cards has its own capacity for referring on the year, but pretty quickly, I'm at, that gold card confusingly has 20,000 per referral, 55,000 cap. So you can't even get three full 20,000 point referrals out of it. And I've already referred a couple of people out of it. So I'm running short on that nice attribute of it already. But it is per calendar year. That just takes a whole other dimension in terms of thinking about when and why and how. And then you drop back to 15. And do you cancel this card because it does have referral capacity? So I do like the thought. We'll have to continue the conversation on that one. That's interesting. I like that.
Well, I wouldn't have asked asked you to use some of your cap, you know, I wouldn't have said, hey, Robert, you know, you want to use your cap for me and then I'll switch back. But you offered it already because you were going to refer for your green card. So that's my number two. A little audible, kind of throw a twist in there. Have you refer my wife for that?
All right. My number two is, I talked about it before, the Morgan Stanley Platinum Card. I'm going to tinker around with getting one of those 60,000 points. Let's see how to play that. You know, you had to sign up for some account. I might not mind actually sticking some money in there and kind of playing it above board. You know, having the Morgan Stanley self-directed account. Mm-hmm. I didn't think the minimums were too incredibly low. And yeah, who knows, maybe I like the service. So number two, Morgan Stanley Platinum.
And there's no referral on that. We just want to stress that point.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. It's something to consider, right? Yeah. You know, if I went for a 40,000 card with a 20,000 point referral.
It's interesting, though, because it's technically the same thing, but it's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, you keep capacity for referring other cards because it's not unlimited.
Right.
All right, we're down to it. Last card here. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
You can go ahead.
All right, no surprise here, but I'm going to refer from my wife's gold, business gold card again for 20,000 membership rewards. Myself for a Plum business card. This is another one where I just put the NPV too high. It's worth at least $700 or $800 on a sign-up bonus because you get $200 back for each 10,000 that you spend on the card. Plus, there's this weird, quirky 1.5% back on top of that. The card's just too lucrative, and I think that that's one of the highest sign-up bonuses that we'll see on that card ever. $600 effectively for 30,000 in spend. It's important to capture these cards when they're at or near their high level for a sign-up bonus, and that's the point that I want to really stress here. I may never be able to get a Plum business card again because of the lifetime language that American Express uses, and I would be subject to finding a no-lifetime offer for it in the future. So it's not really lucrative to go in on it if the offer was $200 or something smaller, but here I get 20,000 membership rewards for the referral, and I get to pocket all of the cash for the sign-up bonus there, and I think it's a win-win, and I've got it as my number one card.
Well, I like everything that you said for your situation. The three-month window to spend $30,000 is a little stress-inducing for me, so I'm going to go number one with the Simply Cash Plus business card. For me, it's the best overall combination of the sign-up bonus, enduring rewards with the 5% cash back at office supply stores, and really a hedge against the Chase Inc. 5X disappearance or shut down here at some point in the future. So when I look at applying, I it's easy to say, I'll apply for this, that, the other thing. You know, taking the long view, I think this would be a nice card to have in my wallet. And just because the Chase Inc. cards do exist doesn't mean that this one can't be useful as well, kind of spread things out. So that's right. My number one pick, Simply Cash.
I absolutely love it. In fact, if I wasn't going to go with that Plum, I would have referred my wife for that as well. So I think we've covered a lot of cards here today, and I think we've covered a lot of cards that don't get a lot of coverage elsewhere. So if you have questions or any comments about anything we've mentioned here, you know, feel free to leave a comment below this and definitely reach out to us.
Yeah, I'll put up the kind of the template that I used to work through this. I think it would be useful if people want to give it a whirl, just in terms of forcing yourself to take some time to look at what you've had and where you want to go with Amex, because their approval standards are very favorable, unlike seemingly every other bank at this point. So I think it's worth looking at everything considered here. I think it's a lot of profit to be made from Amex still this year, even if you've had a lot of cards from them.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for joining us this week. For a more in-depth talk about miles and points, visit us at patreon.com/milanomics. There you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak more freely about the topics we discussed today and more.
And as always, we'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll see you on the site.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.